Good morning. Lance Tarchione, technical agronomist with the Calvin Asgrove here on WGIL Radio. With this week's episode of Ag Talk, been a busy holiday week this week for everyone, I'm sure. We finished up hauling December grain this week. A lot of farmers deliver a lot of the grain that they harvest in the fall, gets delivered in December because we need cash at the end of the year to pay bills. And usually at the end of the year, your tax accountant is telling you that you need to maybe prepay some expenses for next year to reduce your tax liability, and you look at your bank account and there's nothing in it. So according to your accountant, you've made enough money that you're going to have to pay more tax than you wish you would have to, but yet you have no money. And so that's an interesting conundrum that a lot of business people find themselves in, borrowing money to spend money to prepay expenses for next year to reduce your tax liability for this year. And so figuring out how much of that you need to do and getting everything to balance right towards the year end is always a little stressful for me, possibly because I'm not the best record keeper and bookkeeper in the world. So tend to be flying a little blind there at the end of the season, trying to land the plane in the right place. So had a lot of other stuff going on the farm as well. My daughter's very very proud of the farm women in our operation. My daughter's and their mom with a little bit of help from one of her brothers, freeze branded 87 head of replacement heifers last Sunday as well. So that was quite a project for them. And I had some Christmas shopping to finish up this week because, you know, no need in getting done before Christmas. So I like to put things off to the last minute. Christmas was really nice with family. Hopefully had your family around you on Christmas Day. Spent Christmas Day with my kids and my family, which was awesome. And hopefully your Christmas was nice as well. Been kind of an Arkansas winter here so far, at least what I call an Arkansas winter. And Arkansas is, it's not north and it's not south, and it's just miserable wintertime weather because it's not really warm enough to be warm. It's generally not cold enough to freeze. They get quite a bit of moisture. It's cloudy a lot. It rains a lot, and it's muddy. So that pretty well describes our winter here so far. And as any livestock producer knows, mud in the winter is like one of the worst things. We know spring is going to be muddy. When we have these mild winters and it really doesn't get good and froze, and we go back and forth from frozen to mud to frozen to mud, you know, it's like having spring over and over and over again. And it's really nice to have we don't have to have record cold. We don't have to have blizzards, but can we just get cold enough to freeze the ground and keep it that way would be nice. So cattle are far more comfortable when it's cold but dry than they are when it's, wet and not that cold, but not warm either and muddy. And this takes a lot more bedding to keep them dry, keep them comfortable, and it's honestly a lot less stressful on them if it's just plain cold. So we had our family Christmas on Christmas evening, as I mentioned, and my sisters are kind enough to put me down for food items that require minimum preparation. So I was down for a fresh fruit platter is what I was down for. And they were pretty kind to my son Cole. Also, he was to bring an assortment of crackers, something not even a 23-year-old bachelor could screw up. And I went all out on this fresh fruit. So I went to Hy-Vee here in Galesburg, and I got watermelon, I got muskmelon, I got red and green grapes. I had blackberries, I had strawberries, I had red raspberries, I had blueberries. I even got a pineapple. And I ended up not using the pineapple because I ran out of room. I had way more than I needed, as it turned out. But it was actually quite surprising, the quality of the fresh fruit that one can get in Galesburg in December. Now it's a little expensive, you know, paid $10 for a small watermelon. Don't think I've ever paid $10 for a small watermelon before, but it was a long way from home. It came from Mexico, so a lot of transportation costs in that melon, and it was very good. So I got to say, I lucked out with the quality of the fresh fruit that I brought to the family Christmas, and got several compliments actually on the fresh fruit platter. So, So that was a win. Don't know what I'll be asked to bring next year, but if I bring fresh fruit again, hopefully I get equally lucky and get equally good fresh fruit next year. So when we come back from break, I'm going to talk a little bit more about my Christmas with my kids and some things that I got to enjoy doing this week, and we'll be back shortly. Starkeyoni, technical agronomist with DeKalb and Asgrow, back with you here on WJL Radio this morning with the second half of Ag Talk. And I talk a lot about my kids on this program and in life in general. Very, very proud of my three kids, the things they've accomplished, the things they can do, the young adults they've grown into. Raising good kids on a farm is actually far easier than raising good kids not on a farm, because it is so much easier to teach kids, you know, how to work, to foster a good work ethic, to have good productive things for them to do. You know, how many of you have ever heard your kid whine, "I don't have anything to do"? You don't want to say that around my family or on a farm, because trust you me, there's always something that somebody will find for you to do. So you better keep busy or keep your mouth shut if you're a kid on a farm, or somebody will find a way to make you busy and productive. And the work ethic and the trade skills, and you know, my daughters, for example, you know, they can work cattle, they can freeze brand, they can AI, they can run equipment, they can do just darn near anything that happens on a farm, and that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because you're exposed to it and you're expected to help out, and you learn how to do things. And it's really cool what, you know, if you've ever been a kid in driver's ed, and you wonder, you know, why can the farm kids, you know, back up a trailer and drive with their knee when they're 15 in driver's ed? Well, it's because they've been driving since they were probably 11 or 12 on the farm, and they learn how to do things. And it's just a big advantage, I think, for kids that grow up on a farm. You learn how to do things. You learn how to work. You learn how to be responsible. You learn skills that you just can't learn anyplace else. And that's especially true on livestock farms. And, you know, there's just things that have to be done that, you know, a 8-year-old kid can safely do. And so it's just easier to teach kids how to work and teach kids to have a work ethic and teach kids to be responsible, I think, if you're on a farm. And I feel very, very, very blessed that, you know, we've got three kids that anybody who meets any of my kids always comments that they can't believe how good a workers they are. They can't believe how responsible they are. You know, my wife used to get compliments all the time from moms when we were, you know, out someplace with kids, how well behaved the kids were. And we'll take a little credit for that as parents. But honestly, the atmosphere that of raising kids on a farm, it just makes it easier to look like you did a good job of parenting. So that's something that I appreciate. Another thing I got to do this week, speaking of my daughter Audrey and I went and saw a movie that I would highly recommend, A Complete Unknown, and it's the story of Bob Dylan. It's the story of 4.5 years of Bob Dylan. So Bob Dylan was born in the early 40s. Came to New York, I believe, at the age of 20 in like 1961. That's when the movie starts, and it goes through like 1965. So it focuses in on a very specific 4-year period of his life where, you know, a lot of formative things happen. He meets a lot of really cool people. He develops a lot of relationships with cool people, and he goes from being a complete unknown to one of the most famous, influential, appreciated musical artist of all time. And New Year's coming up. I don't know what plans you have for New Year's Eve. I've always been pretty much a dud when it comes to New Year's Eve. I was not raised in neither side of our family is much on drinking, and so holidays that are kind of centered around the consumption of alcohol were not big holidays for either of our families growing up. Whatever you're doing on New Year's, be safe, be responsible, get home safe, and everybody stay safe, take care. Happy New Year, and we'll talk with you again in, can't believe it, 2025.